There I met John Sullivan. Now, John is chairman of the Twinning Association, so the natural question was, where is Bishop Stainton twinned with?
Bishop Stainton is twinned with a little village called La Roche-Maurice, which is near Landerneau in Brittany. It's about half the size of Bishop Stainton, but very similar in character. It's a commuter village, just as this one is, but at the same time it's got its old rural population still there. It also has a golf course nearby, just as we do, and all in all we think that it's a very good match. It also has a primary school, and so far in the 6 years since we were founded, we find that we've progressed steadily. The membership of the association in Bishop Stainton has grown steadily, and more people are travelling both to France and also coming from our twin village back to us to stay.
How was the link established?
Well, in the first place, it started as a sort of a joke. 6 years ago, I wanted to learn to play this French game of pétanque, ball as it's sometimes called, and I discovered that across the river, in a pub across the river, that they were going to play it one Sunday morning. So I went across there, and it started to rain, and they opened the pub up early for us, and on my second pint, somebody said to me, "Why the hell haven't we got a twinning association?" And I forgot all about it. And then, in the middle of the following week, we got together and decided to take the matter seriously, and then began the great search for somewhere. We set up some criteria, one of which was that it had to have a primary school like ours, and secondly, that it shouldn't be too far from the ferry port of Roscoff, because we were very anxious to enable youngsters, by which I mean young teenagers, to go across to La Roche to stay with families over there, and in turn for the youngsters from our twin village to come across and stay here. And by La Roche-Maurice is only about 25 minutes drive from Roscoff, the ferry port that you travel to from Plymouth, and that makes this exchange of youngsters really quite easy. And so then came the search. So I wrote to the Department of Finisterre, because that was close to Roscoff, and they sent me back a list of 60 villages who were interested in twinning with us. And so we set to, and we shortlisted 10 of them. And we spent a little anonymous weekend, three carloads of us, spent an anonymous weekend prowling around these 10 villages. And one we rejected out of hand. I remember vividly, it was rather like one of these Midwest villages on cowboy films, where there was a sleepy dog and a banging door and one cafe with dead flies in the window. So we leapt into our cars and moved on to the next one. And to cut a long story short, we eventually found that this little village of La Roche-Marie suited us, and we made sort of explorations between the two of us. And we've now been going for just over 5 years, nearly 6 years. And because after that length of time, it's normal to exchange charters. And we went across to France a few weeks ago, and there was a great ceremony in La Roche-Maurice, a pipe band and a folk band. And there was the signing of the charters on the podium with speeches in French and English, and the church bells rang. And the national anthems were played, including the European national anthem, I hasten to say. And the whole event went marvellously. They have a sports hall over there, which is a very large one, and 400 people sat down to celebrate this event. And Market Square was renamed Place de Bishop Stainton. And so we came back, and we have the French coming again in 10 months' time. And we, of course, have to put on an event of comparable nature. And so the village had a public meeting, which I chaired a few days ago, to start the planning for this great event, which will be in May. It isn't just for the French visit. It's a village festival in its own right, into which the French visit will slot, as it were.